This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 10th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Inflation in the United States dropped last month to its lowest point since it first begun surging more than 3 years ago, adding to a spate of encouraging economic news that in the closing weeks of the presidential race. Consumer prices rose 2.4% in September from a year ago, down from 2.5% in August, the smallest annual rise since February 2021. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, core prices remained elevated in September, driven higher by rising costs for medical care, clothing, auto insurance, and airline fares. Core prices in September were up 3.3% from a year ago and 0.3% from August. Taken as a whole, the September figures show inflation is steadily easing back to the Fed's 2% target, even if it is in a gradual and uneven pattern. Well, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week jumped to its highest mark in a year. Analysts are saying it's more likely a result of Hurricane Helene and the Boeing machinist strike than a broader softening in the labor market. The Labor Department reported that applications for jobless claims jumped 33,000 to 258,000 for the week of October 3rd. That's the most since August of 2023. The four-week average of claims, which evens out some of that volatility, rose by 6,750 to 231,000. The World Trade Organization raised its outlook for global goods trade this year slightly, but cautioned that increasing geopolitical tensions and uncertainty over economic policy pose substantial risk to its forecast. The Geneva-based WTO projected that global goods trade will increase by 2.7% this year. That's compared with the 2.6% it forecast in April. It predicted growth of 3% next year, but down from the 3.3% it forecast previously. Last year, the volume of world merchandise trade was down 1.1%, pushed lower by high inflation and rising interest rates. The global trade body cautioned that rising geopolitical tensions and increased economic policy uncertainty continue to pose substantial downside risk to the forecast. Odds for the development of a La Nina climate system have been cut by NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. La Nina now has a 60% chance of developing through the rest of the year, according to the agency. Should it develop further from here to December, the system is expected to persist between January and March of 2025. The outlook is down from last month's forecast of a 71% chance. The Climate Prediction Center now says it expects La Nina to be both weak and short-lived. Brazilian crops are expected to receive adequate rainfall in the next week, with areas in the central portion of the country catching much-needed precipitation. Most important is that rainfall will expand into central Brazil, and additional rain lies in the offering for Argentina, said Daniel Flynn of Price Futures Group. Even the drier global forecast system projects rainfall adequate for soybean seeding in Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, and Minas Gerais. Flynn added that Mato Grosso may see some seeding delays for planting there, but overall planting is expected to generally proceed. A wild card in tomorrow's WASDE report from the Department of Agriculture is China's demand for U.S. soybeans. They remain the primary buyer of U.S. soy, including net purchases of 21.4 million bushels in the week ending October 3rd, but their buying is said to be only hand-to-mouth, virtually purchasing nothing yet for delivery in December and in January. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.